Look at that still.
Or unless they turn off the
I like
camera
that.
For.
That's what I
What's
like.
What's he doing? Yeah. I just want to
That's
do the whole
pure
pod
fire.
Like that.
Like this, and then we just make his mouth.
Maybe I was gonna say if we had those things where his mouth moves.
I can hear you guys, eh?
That's okay.
Rubber boots, rubber boots. 1, 2, 3, everybody get set. 4, 5, 6, are we having any fun yet? Here comes Jimmy with the rubber boots pod, presented by BenSafe.net. He's 100% free. No gimmicks, no strings, you're free. We'll talk about life and a little sports. Now you know we're gonna play some games. But if nothing else, you know you're gonna have a laugh. We're gonna have a laugh. We're gonna have a laugh. This is the podcast. This is the podcast.
For our listeners, we do this on Zoom. You're watching it on YouTube or listening to it on your device. And Stoff has been the controller of the Zoom since this pandemic started, and we started to do these on Zoom. Man, we have not done one of these in our studio since last February.
Yeah, probably about a year.
A year. Yeah, I miss seeing all our faces live. So anyway, Stoff has rescinded the Zoom leadership to me because I bought the Zoom Pro account. And now I'm out $20 a month. That's how much I love your listeners. Maybe the BetSafe.net guys could kick in and add a little extra 20 to cover my Zoom Pro account. It's 20 a month.
BetSafe.net.
So talk to my boys in Malta about a little 20 spot a month for my Zoom Pro account. And maybe invite them on.
What do you got there? A little moonshine there, Jimmy? The whiskey don't kill me. Then the
moonshine will. I like to drink out of the silver mugs. It's just a bottle of water. Sorry, what were you going to say, Pa?
Anyone know the currency in Malta?
Maltese.
I think it's Bitcoin.
Bitcoin? There goes that. Maltese. That's smart. They're ahead of the times then.
Bitcoin's not a currency. Never going to be a currency, okay?
Oh, no. It's going to be the thing.
Well, it's a thing, but it's not going to be a currency. So it's just some hokey dokey, hocus pocus. Thing.
The currency.
I'm not bitter.
Malta?
I'm not bitter because I didn't buy any.
Is that Jimmy Trader talking?
Well, Jimmy Trader. You see, Jimmy Trader last year or 2 years ago, I think he decided to listen to a bunch of Bitcoin podcasts and just to educate himself. And that's when Bitcoin was trading, I think, at about $6,000 or something like that. Jimmy pondered for a long time, putting a little money in, and then said, "This thing will never catch up."
Malta, the currency is the euro.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't think they would make it in the euro. Good for Malta.
Could you pick out Malta on the map?
Yes. Right. One of my best friends is from Malta. It's right by Italy.
Italy, yeah.
On the south coast?
Yes.
Of Italy?
Greetings from the local councils of Malta. We make up 68 municipalities. We will show you. We're an island country in the Mediterranean Sea. We're in the south off the coast of the country, Italy.
And it's all Italians and British.
Is Greece on the other side of Italy or is that Spain?
I think they're both.
I think I was going to take opposite a ferry. Sides. Oh, there you go.
I think Spain's to the west.
I was right both times.
Yeah. Spain's definitely to the west.
Yeah, I was thinking about taking a ferry from Spain when I was there a couple of summers ago, take a ferry over to Greece, I think. Right? And then I thought, that's a dumbass idea. Why would I take a ferry to Greece?
What was the story of
playing ball with Hugo? You guys want to see something entertaining?
Yeah.
Sure.
This is.
I think our viewers deserve
that.
Oh,
look at him. He's just sitting there.
Yeah, he sits there the whole podcast. Watch. He plays volleyball with you. Watch. Oh.
Oh, very good.
Oh, and then he catches one.
Oh, nice.
That's a good It's a little nice. Added value entertainment here on the Rubber Boots podcast.
You know what I like there? Is he, when he got the ball, he looked right at the camera like, that's what I do.
Oh, that guy's a star. Hugo's a star. Absolutely. Except now he's going to be pestering me the entire Now he will spend the entire podcast holding the ball up to my leg.
Oh, that's just
asking
sad
me
now.
To. And then Willow just watches him and says, what the hell are you doing? When are you going to get lazy ass like me? Should the whole podcast just be us looking at the dogs?
Dog talk.
Yeah, we'll probably be more successful.
That's a good way to promote to watch us on YouTube, right, Stoff?
Oh, absolutely.
Like dogs? So it debuts every Thursday night at 6 o'clock.
Like
on our YouTube channel. And
I must say, the pandemic's been made us much more consistent, I think, which is nice.
Well, it's all stock, let's face it. Stock's doing everything.
Crediting the pandemic.
So, I know.
Stoff told me he wrote it out for me because I'm now getting a prompter. Thank the listeners for their likes and comments on YouTube. Thank you, listeners, for your likes and your comments. New episode premieres every Thursday at 6 p.m. You can be part of the, like, we're inviting you to a premiere. Have you, you guys ever got to go to a premiere before?
Yes, I have.
What?
I saw my buddy's film at the Toronto Film Festival.
The one that you were cut out of?
Yeah. Well, I just,
when you were, what were you called? Yeah. Handsome Man again?
No, no, that was also, I was at that one too. That one I made it in.
Sorry, the one where you got cut out, did you find out at the premiere while watching it?
Yes. But I was only an extra, so I was kind of not expecting to be prominently played, but I did think I would make it in a walk-by. Right. You would think when the director's your buddy, he could slide you in there, but no, I guess I wasn't.
I was trying to get him to get Gracie in zombie movie.
Zombie, yeah. There's a third one coming.
He stiffed me on that too.
Well, that's his brother. Those, see, it's two brothers. Oh, one's more successful than the other.
Are they the Coen brothers?
They're the Razzo brothers. They're but they're not those Razzo brothers. They're not the ones who did the Marvel.
There's other Razzo brothers.
Oh yeah, the guys who did the Marvel movies are like the Razzo brothers.
Oh, so these are so they call somebody in Hollywood. Hey, I want you to be in my film. I'm one of the other Razzo brothers.
Yeah, the thing is, they can get tables in any Hollywood restaurant. They just can't get movies made there. No, that's not true. They got a movie coming out on Netflix.
Is it a zombie movie?
It's an I can't even say that word.
You know that I just found out I can't say that word either? I can't say it quickly. I have to break it down.
Say it.
Apocalyptic. But if I try to say it quickly.
Just let Puppy say it. I just want to hear Puppy say it.
Apocalyptic. It's a apocalyptic movie. Oh, look at you, buddy. The world's
gonna
blow.
You get dogs and a wife.
Hey, Brooksy, how's it going? Is she wearing like a fur coat?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's not a real fur coat.
That's cruel.
Not a real fur coat. That's cruel. Good thing Brooksy's here. The logs leave because they love Brooksy as well. Brooksy just got her hair done. She's out in the real world, first time in a few months. Big night excited about it.
Big night in the house tonight. You might have to kick the dogs out of the bed, eh?
Okay, just an update on that. First, can you say apocalyptic one more time?
Apocalyptic.
I'm not alone.
I shouldn't laugh because there are words I cannot say either. And I have like a slight lisp. And so when I'm voicing, I'm supposed to be a professional broadcaster, and there are words I have trouble with, and I will just not say them. I will just change the word in the script if someone gives me a word like that. But I can't think of one off the top of my head. But
apocalyptic.
There you go. Apocalyptic.
I could not spell that word for a million trillion dollars. There's like zero
for 10 gold bars.
A P. O C
apocalyptic.
You've lost me already.
Correct. Right. You got it. Nice.
Thank you. Use it in a sentence. Last night I watched an apocalyptical movie called Greenland.
You guys watch an apocalyptic movie? So we'll get to that a little bit later on.
Please.
So a couple of updates on the dogs in the marital bed situation. Two nights ago, worst case scenario, Hugo, who's now decided he likes our bed better, 3 o'clock in the morning, out of Gracie's bed, into our bed. I remember it vaguely, you know, you're half asleep. Hugo jumps up on the bed, whatever, move aside. I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, Brooksy is gone. She has left the marital bed. She is sleeping in the spare room.
Uh-oh.
It happened. First time, long time.
That's first time ever.
No, I think maybe when
non-fights.
I think when she thought I had the COVID once, I think she bailed on me a couple of times. So last night, Hugo must have had something odd for dinner. He was having a little some some of those digestive issues that Puffy had in season one, episode two.
Yes.
And so I had to do some cleansing, did a little work before bed. Figured he was finally all fine. Put him in Gracie's bed. Got into the bed. Everything was fine. About 20 minutes later, I hear like a primal scream.
Oh.
Gracie's gotten up to like go to the bathroom, whatever. She stays up later than everybody else. Has turned on the lights. And it's not a pretty story, so I won't keep it long. But let's just say
he went.
It's like a Godfather horse in bed scene with the blood, except it was poop.
Oh, in her bed?
All over her comforter. Just like, you know, he's just rolling around. There was a little left on the bum, and it just horrible, horrible scene. One of those scenes that if you're a listener and you love my dogs and you think they're cute and you're thinking about getting a dog, this might convince you otherwise.
Yeah.
No, it's still good.
It's a tough one.
It was apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic.
Nice.
Apocalyptical. Well, I was on my elliptical watching
my eucalyptus. Puppy was mentioning the stock situation, which again, as I say every week here on the BetSafe.net Rubber Boots podcast, I come to share my woes with you to make you feel better about your life. I was running through the six with my wife. Like Instagram, on the outside, you might think Jimmy has a really nice life.
As it all
television, he's got Brooksy, he's got dogs, he's got fancy filtered Instagram photos,
dirty sheets.
Instead, he's got poop all over his sheets. So you guys know, we talked about the GameStop thing. We really broke it down for everybody a few weeks ago. We talked
people
about
people are still tweeting in about that.
Yeah, by the way, yeah. So. People now want to know what SPACs are. I'm going to do that next week. Anyway, nice. So Jimmy invested in the AMC, got screwed by Robinhood and lost half his money.
Yes.
So Jimmy sold the AMC. He wasn't going to be caught as a bag holder, and he decided to take the remaining AMC money and spread it out amongst a bunch of other stocks.
Smart.
Smart. So I did some research, guys I follow on Twitter, and guys I have no idea who they are.
I don't know if these are professionals, Jimmy.
But they have a lot of followers, so that means they probably know what they're talking about.
So do Instagram influencers, and they're idiots.
I know. I'm an idiot. So I pick about, eight stocks, and I put a little bit of money in each one of them. Now, I want to keep in mind that with some of these guys, I looked and they had about four stocks that they recommend to choose. And I just picked one of them. And all of their other ones went up. Every single one of mine has gone down. Now, the market crashed today a little bit. Not crashed, but so went everything's down today. But in general, even before today, all of my stocks were down. And like this is an astronomical, if we were to do this on Puffy's props, the odds of me taking eight random stocks in a time when everything's going up and they all go down that's a 400-1, 8,000-1 bar bet.
You're going to get one that goes up.
You got to get lucky. It's like the monkey spinning the wheel that we used to have for the playoffs. And they do that sometimes for newspapers. They have, a chimp or a puppy or something like that pick stocks, and sometimes they do as well as the humans. It would be impossible to do as badly as I've done over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Now, to Jimmy's fault, he didn't really know what he was investing in. They just were a bunch of letters, right? So, I said, well, maybe I should look into this.
Bunch of CD stores.
There was one that was called, YGM... One of them was called YGMZ or something. That was the initials. I'm like, what did Jimmy invest in? Oh, it's a Chinese trucking company.
Jesus. Hey. I don't need those trucks.
Jimmy is now a Chinese trucking mogul. Nice. Even though the shares have plummeted let's check it out.
Time to dump it down, though.
It's good news for our podcast over there, though. Huge in China.
Let's see how we're doing on the, what is it called again? Just so I can tell people so they can follow my, now I didn't sell though.
Yeah, don't.
YGMZ, Mingzhu Logistics Holdings. It's a trucking company.
Mingzhu. Yeah.
They're going to bounce back.
Wow. Or I'm just going to lose it all. So the lesson in all this, because we're a teaching podcast, you should probably know what the company does that you invest in. You just don't know the letters and don't necessarily listen to the guys on Twitter. Maybe listen to a professional Jimmy's going to be okay. I don't want you all to worry about me because I did well on my silver, my little silver stock. And so this was kind of just fooling around money. But Jimmy was thinking about becoming a day trader. It's not, may not be the job for me. Do you dabble, Lester? Do you dabble?
I do dabble. I have a couple of stocks.
Do you have one of those account things?
I do have a trade account. Yes, I've had it for just over a year right now. How have you done?
Like, would you be up or down overall?
I would say I'm up overall. Mm-hmm. Definitely have had some times where I have stepped in it a little bit and not done so well, but. I enjoy it. I mean, I think that there's a lot of people that are in it right now. Obviously, something like what happened 2 weeks ago doesn't happen if the millennials in particular aren't involved.
Yeah, they're all in it.
Trading stocks. But listen, it is fun. But I mean, listen, I do like looking for the penny stocks and things that I think are going to grow. And I've gotten lucky with some, and others not so much. So
it's stressful, though. I can think the stress level of my life's gone up when I look every day and everything's red.
I
had a simple guy before.
Well, look, it's one of those things, and it just seems like when you look at something and you maybe take a couple of days to check it out, and then you invest, and it immediately goes down. Like, it's just what happens, right?
Yeah.
But look, the stocks are just very funny these days. Period. Now, I mean, I naively thought that when Biden came in, you might see a little bit of leveling and a little more of some consistency, but it's still kind of crazy, you know. And obviously, and then you have the weather in Texas, which seems to affect everything. Like, how's it going to affect the nickel mining? But it does. It affects nickel mining in Canada.
Or the Chinese buses.
Yeah.
Or the Chinese buses. I mean, you know.
Trucking.
Yeah. Sorry.
Trucking.
Well, you should have invested in the buses.
Yes, you should have invested in the buses. Those kids
got to
get to school
somehow.
If you want
your supplies to get from, I'm trying to think of two Chinese, Beijing. to another Chinese city, a couple of hours from Beijing, Jimmy's company will get it there. Do you think Wuhan. We can get them to sponsor the podcast?
I would love for you to become the face of that company.
Yes. I should
be. Like, you know, all the actors, they always have their Asian, their commercials over in like China and Japan. Like,
right. I could do.
I'm James Duffy.
Like the George Clooney movie there, Lost in Translation.
Yeah.
I could fly over and meet a Scarlett Johansson temptress.
Yes.
And then nothing would happen the entire movie.
No. Is that like, literally, or is that Bill Murray? I thought that was Bill Murray, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Bill Murray.
Why
did
I say Clooney? I don't know. I was thinking Bill Murray in my head, but I
said I love that I was the one that pointed that out.
You know that he whispers in Scarlett Johansson's ear at the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's Sofia Coppola who directed that film. And that frustrated me when I saw it in the theater. I'm like, what the hell? I want to know what the hell happened at the end of the movie. And I went down a rabbit hole one day to people who enhanced the audio to find out what Bill Murray said. And I didn't get an answer. I think it was, they believed he said something like, it's going to be all right. Or like,
Now all you've done is make everyone now have to also go down that rabbit hole to try and figure out what was said.
Well,
that's what I do. We try to open up people's minds.
No, but this is what we'll do. We will get that video. We will overdub it ourselves and reveal what was really said.
I loved you and my brother, the pig. Is there ketchup on that?
I'm so sorry. I want to make this moment last. But I got a piss like you wouldn't believe.
Fire, Lester.
Just wait till you taste my ass, Bick.
Mystery solved.
Don't bet 2 gold bars on the Lakers. If you're down to 2, don't bet the last 2.
Could have used that last week.
Yeah, we'll get to the Gold Bar League a little bit later on. I wanted to get to a segment that we've not done in a long time on the podcast and some of our new viewers on YouTube, because it is blowing up on the YouTube and our listeners from Malta, because it is blowing up in Malta.
Yeah, huge in Malta.
Urban Dictionary, it's called. Urban Dictionary, we are four middle-aged men that aren't necessarily up to date with what the kids are talking about. And so we started a segment called Urban Dictionary, where while Puffy considers himself more, you know, Lester's out there on the club scene, so he knows a little bit. Stoff is just worldly. So basically, I'm the only one. But so Puffy would bring me an Urban Dictionary, a slang term that the youngsters are using out there on the Tinder. Yeah. And I would try, we would try to figure out what it meant. So I have one because I heard it.
Oh, wow.
And now I'm going to share it with you and test you guys. And so play the Urban Dictionary theme. Urban Dictionary. I didn't even remember what the Urban Dictionary theme was. It'd be so
Urban
so long
Dictionary.
Since I... Yeah.
That was it.
It's one of my favorites. They're simple.
I know.
But I love it.
Right. The Urban Dictionary term for this week.
Is... I just remembered that it gets played in post.
I thought you were just doing.
No, I was just proving I remembered it.
Yeah,
but of course, since I just heard it,
do you remember the lyrics? Do you remember the lyrics to "Hello"?
Hello, hello, hello.
So, Urban Dictionary, you got Fauci.
You got Fauci.
After Dr. Fauci, of course, who's heading up the COVID resistance in the U.S. I love Dr. Fauci. Yep. Apparently, Fox News did a hit job on Dr. Fauci.
Of course.
The other day. Of course they did. But Dr. Fauci's like, to me, he's like, it's like your grandpa. You look at Dr. Fauci, you trust him. So you got Fauci. You got Fauci. You guess.
Now, is there a political angle to this?
No. It is a typical boy-girl scenario.
Oh,
Fauci. It's not a sexual position or something where I don't know I don't know what it would be, but I got Fauci.
Well, you said, you, so you said it, doesn't, sexual it, position. It doesn't have anything to do with sex, or it does?
Well, that's your guess, Lester. I mean,
okay.
I think I have a guess. Go ahead, Lester, though.
We've seen your house. Guess, everything has to do with sex. Rebounders and rubber.
We really have to clear this myth. I'm telling
plus
you.
That painting that's full of sexual innuendo.
That's saxophone. That's musicians. I think it has
that's
to
a vagina
it's a bone, a trombone. I think it has to do with unprotected sex or protected sex rather. So somebody says to you, hey, listen, man, I want to get down with you tonight, and you like you got a Fauci me, which means wear a condom.
Okay,
that's what I think.
Strong guess, Puffy.
Mine's sort of similar. It's when somebody says that they have don't have a sexual disease, and they do. They Fauci'd you.
Ooh, see, I was gonna go the opposite way.
Which would probably exactly.
Someone's saying that you have a sexual disease of some sort, so you're getting Fauci'd because the person you were going to be intimate with now won't be intimate with you.
Okay, it's not sexual, and it has to do with the pandemic, somewhat with COVID.
So. Well, I would imagine so. We didn't really know who Fauci was prior to this.
No, but I mean, it's you like the terms you just said. You know, you could use the term Fauci for something that happened. There is a pandemic. You use the phrase in relation to something with the pandemic. You want me to just tell you, or do you want to just let the segment go on for?
Well, I think
I want to edit out the silence as much as I can.
So, Fauci, you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
And you have to dump the person because they're not taking the pandemic seriously enough.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Wow, okay.
Right. So let's say you meet a girl online, start hanging out a little bit, and then she's like not wearing her mask. She wants to break all the rules, and you're taking it seriously. So you say, sorry, this ain't happening. We don't see the world the same way. And she goes, says, I just got Fauci.
I'm sure a few people got trumped over the last few years too.
But ironically, Trump is actually a word that you've been trumped.
That's yeah.
The card.
Damn real dictionary.
This has been an enlightening segment.
Did everybody do their Greenland homework? Should we get to what you're watching?
Yes, we did. I did.
You sure did.
Right. Hey, watched it last night.
It was awesome.
This is where the theme comes in, Fuffy. If you want to
re-sing it,
what theme is it?
What you watching?
What you watching?
Between you and me, streaming on your TV, let me see. What you watching?
Action
comedy. What you watching on TV? So I gave you guys the homework of watching Greenland, and it really felt like homework because Puffy had to go home after the game last night watching.
It was awesome.
Lester, I believe, was watching it this morning.
I came home and I said to Tanya, I said, I gotta go watch a movie now. I got a homework.
Now, what would you give Greenland on a scale of 1 to 10 Fauci's?
I would probably give it a 7.5, maybe an 8.
Wow.
I was going to say the same.
Okay. Really? So Stoff said 4. Here's the thing. If we went to see if the world was normal, mm-hmm. and we didn't know who Fauci was, and we went to see Greenland in the theater, I would go with Stoff, probably about a 4. But in a world where Brooksy and I have pretty much emptied Netflix and Crave,
yeah,
and there's nothing left out there. And you know, the movies, especially movies, there's hardly any movies to choose from. You go in there. Sorry, Crave's awesome, by the way. Crave's fantastic. But you know, once you've seen everything, like the movies just don't come pouring on like 20 movies a week. So mm-hmm. You just want to be entertained, right? You just want to go on a little ride for 110 minutes or whatever mm-hmm. how long the movie is. And Greenland, that did that for me. I was stressed. I was watching Gerard Butler, super hot wife. What's her name?
Oh, I really liked her.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
I did Greenland, do a little Googling.
Of course you did.
She is.
Were you alone? Was Tanya?
Tanya was in bed.
Did you have your private tab open?
I did not go on the dark web, but I was on the regular internet. But she is currently married to the guy who is the main guy in the OC.
Ryan from the OC.
Yeah, that's her husband. They met
Marina Baccarin.
Yeah,
Marina Baccarin
from Rio de Janeiro.
Right.
Wow.
And she was married when her and Rye guy on the set of Gotham.
Oh, that happens a lot.
Yes.
That happens a lot in the business.
Yes. So Gerard Butler, keep my eyes on you, buddy.
Yeah, that's what Brooksy and I met on the set of Goon. I was married to my previous wife.
It is the timeless art of the timeless tradition of the leading man and the leading lady hooking up. So, yes.
Yeah, it is timeless. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on this pod, who would be the two leaders leading people that would hook up? Who would be most likely to hook up on this pod? I'd say Lester and Puffy. Just because.
Yeah, I think you could probably we'd make it work.
Appreciate that. Thanks. I want the long hair for you, though.
Quick thoughts on Greenland. I don't want a full movie review. We don't want to bore our listeners, and we don't want to give away the ending or anything. But
I enjoyed it.
Quick,
we had two of our listeners give some feedback.
Okay, and what was that?
So Tech and Curl said Greenland made me laugh when they brought up Osgood, Ontario. I live 30 minutes from there.
I never heard of Osgood.
Osgood. I also live 30 minutes from there. One of the reasons I love the film. I played quarterback Gloucester High School against Osgood. One of my the only time I got in as quarterback because I was the backup was in a game against Osgood. Mm-hmm. I threw a 6-yard completion to my friend Jim Ah. Mm-hmm. I then tried to scramble and thought I was hit out of bounds, and so I tossed the football at the guy's head. Took a 15-minute unsportsmanlike penalty. We punted. I did not get back in.
Ah, Jimmy.
Wow.
That was the extent of my quarterbacking career in high school.
Just as an aside, very quickly, I think it's incredible that athletes will remember plays like that. Like, you talk to some of these old guys, some of the hockey players. I think I mentioned this on the pod before. Did I?
Wait.
Hold on. Jimmy up.
You're comparing his 6-yard pass to his athlete?
No, I'm just telling you.
This isn't Tiger Woods recounting his round.
I remember everything. It's like a beautiful mind here when it comes to my
own saying most
you
athletes.
You called him an athlete.
That game at Osgood's.
Hockey provincial touch football champions, Ontario, 2000.
Can you say that, Puffy? You can't say that. You're not
Puffy. Yeah, Puffy, you got that?
Yeah, that's been the dream.
You got a ring?
That's been the dream.
I
wasn't available Sundays.
Anyway, the big K2 had a closer review to mine. He simply wrote, "It is an awful movie."
Whoa.
That's too strong.
Awful is a bit strong, but I will say it was very predictable.
The plot's very predictable. Some of the plot things that happen are quite.
I disagree. Where was the plot holes?
Spoiler alert.
Did you see that? Did you think that guy was going to like kidnap the kid? I didn't see that coming.
How did you not see that coming? The second he started eyeing their band, how did you not see that coming?
I didn't see it coming.
How about, but here's what I don't get.
I thought she should have gave them the bands personally.
There's the one place they all go to get on the planes, right?
Yeah.
And all the planes exploded. And yet, a couple hours later, everybody was back trying to get on the planes again.
Those were different air stations.
Different people. Different. Yeah,
are you sure that was a different spot?
Yeah, no, that's 100% different. Yeah. I will say this was really weird in the movie that basically, you know, you had all these people trying to get on there, but you could only be if you're selected. You couldn't do it if you're sick. They were basically shooting people that were trying to get on the planes.
Yeah.
But then by the time, if you somehow got to Greenland, you didn't need your stupid, didn't need anything anymore.
What are they going to do? Not let you in if there's room?
Yeah, they probably would not let you in, I imagine.
No, why would they not let you in? You're there.
Because all that stuff's accounted for. They're trying to make sure humanity goes on.
The other point we should have just said spoiler alert because we're just going to give away
big time.
So if you haven't seen Greenland, you're not missing
a comet's going to hit the earth.
Just go forward, you know, 2 minutes on the podcast. But the fact that he drives to Osgood, Ontario to get the plane. Of course, he gets there literally 10 seconds before the last plane takes off.
Mm-hmm.
If he got there 2 weeks before, it wouldn't have been made into a movie.
I also love like the pilot of that plane.
What's that movie? Who wants to watch that?
The pilot of that plane.
Not just that,
like he couldn't reverse and go past the car.
Greenland's a big place, right? They get to Greenland and crash, and they happen to be a short jog away from the bunker.
They were on the way to the bunker. Of course, they're going to be a short jog.
It was a little.
Okay, weird. Look. Here was the part though. Sorry, go ahead, Lester.
To say, I imagine that the reason we wanted to, I mean, all the conspiracy theorists will say, look, that these are a lot of parallels to what they think is happening in the world right now, and the reset and all this stuff. So I thought it was interesting in that regard, particularly with the kid with the diabetes. So anyway,
very stressful.
Well, that scene when he's like leaving the house and the neighbors are coming out, that was
I thought they were going to have to kill their way out of their own house once that thing came up on the TV.
All right.
The one neighbor was too nice.
Yeah, could have gone even darker.
They shook hands.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I thought the dad was amazing in it.
But he was really great. Strong.
No, the dad of the wife.
Yeah.
Dick Carradine.
No, it's not him. I feel like
that guy always plays that character, though. But he had a very
really
similar
good.
Character in The Leftovers.
He was really
What's
good.
His name?
Wasn't he the guy in Trading Day that they killed?
Scott Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn IMDb, because I always think it's one of the Carradines when I see him.
He looks like him, but
he's a great character actor.
Really, he was really good in it.
Okay, can you name another Scott Glenn movie right now?
Yes, Training
the
Day.
Show Leftovers.
Show the Leftovers?
Just the 10 of Us?
The Hunt for Red October, Scott Glenn.
Ooh.
Silence of the Lambs, he's Clarice's boss.
Fava Beans.
Backdraft, I remember he played a key character. I think he died in the fire.
Yep.
Sucker Punch.
He got punched.
Greenland.
Yeah.
The Leftovers. Well Done, Stuff.
Yep.
Been in 98 films. How about
Superman
that?
Superman.
Is he in Training Day? Am I right? Is he in Training Day? Sorry.
I just lost the page because I don't know how to operate
I'm going
to
say he played a rogue cop in Training Day.
Hold on. Yes, he was.
Yeah. He was in one of the Bourne movies.
Yeah, played a rogue agent. Played a horse.
You remember when they go to the guy's house and they kill the guy? I thought it was him.
And in more than one Bourne movies.
Yep.
A couple of Bourne movies.
Double rogue agent.
You know, you're trying to do something on here and it flicks you. It puts an ad pop up. He was in Daredevil. What do you know?
Yep. He played a someone who's scared of.
Should we move on from this?
Just one thing. Do you guys think that the movie would have been better if it ended right at the impact, basically? They get into the place.
I like that
it went the 8 months later and nothing was explained.
Yeah, I like that one really survived. Yeah. I like the little bird. Because,
But it was so unrealistic. Our Earth would not be inhabitable after 8 months.
Wait a second. What's the word again? What's the word?
I'm not saying it. You're not helping me.
Inhabitable.
Inhabitable.
I don't like these movies now that are just ending. This is the new thing in film for the last, I would say, decade, is you don't get the ending.
No, that's not what I'm getting at.
You have to provide
an ending that makes sense, though. Like, there's no... It was just magically, everyone's okay.
I know, but you don't find out what happens. This was an old school. This was an 80s, 90s style action movie where you got the happy ending at the end instead of the mysterious to the earth. That's why I liked it, too.
Save yourself 2 hours.
The thing is, it was good to watch a movie like that and realize that even though we're going through some tough times, it could be a whole lot worse.
By the way, the first place hit on Earth, Tampa.
Tampa, yeah.
Tough break for the Raptors.
Tough breaks, yeah. That's a bad place.
Really bad.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah.
Left them off the hook from their record this year. What are you talking about?
I thought about that sports bar that I love there.
They're doing a little better. Van Vliet would survive. You know what I thought would have been funny? Is at the end, they come out there and he's like, girl, you work on my last note. What the f*** is wrong with you, girl? I wish that coming here and kill us all.
Yeah, they're all bitter because they had to spend. That's the thing. They were like 9 months in that bunker. And the first thing I was thinking of,
he goes running out after 48 hours.
I can't do 9 months in there.
No, of course not.
Seriously, did you guys think? I thought the kid was a little annoying. I know he was diabetic and everything, but kept whining about stuff. Get up.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the whole family. Maybe that was part of it for me.
What?
Oh, come on.
Sure, the mom was nice.
Well, Gerard Butler had an affair.
Good cast.
Didn't like that, but yeah, you know, she'd forgiven them. They were getting back together. They loved their child.
Yeah.
We spent way too much time on
it. It was a very predictable redemption story.
The Greenland episode. But sometimes you need that. Like, I'm with Puffy. I felt good. I felt good about my life at the end. Just like I watched another one called Tektronik the other day. I felt good about my life at the end.
What's Tektronik?
I enjoyed it overall.
Not a bad, stupid film, but not bad.
Just a 3-star. Out of 10. Well, I'll give it.
Darian started watching. Have you guys watched Superstore?
That TV show?
Yeah, it's like a 3-season The Office type thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it didn't look good.
It's really like I've only watched 2 episodes. I think it's got real potential. Darian's on season. It's got 3 seasons in it. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to compare it to The Office or anything like that. But I found it pretty damn funny. It's basically all set in a Walmart.
Yeah.
And when Jimmy gets bored one time, he's going to plow through about 10 episodes. And I'll give you a better review on that. So we're about a half an hour, 40 minutes into this thing. We haven't done anything on Stoff Sheet. Take us through some stuff here. Listener mailbag, some comments on our plow tipping last week.
Alrighty. So we had Bill last week chime in. If you want to see a city plow with a driveway gate attachment, Google Ignance, maybe plow.
I
Googled it. What comes up is a plow with basically a sidearm for removing snow off of your driveway after the plow comes by.
I don't know if the town of Aurora uses that yet, but maybe
if Jimmy starts throwing a little more tips in there, maybe they'll get the attachment.
You don't tip the town plow guy, do you? I mean, I can tip my independent plow guy. You don't You don't tip the plow guy on the town.
Not if he's putting snow on your driveway.
No.
He's making them up.
Google is causing all sorts of problems here. Continue along, Stoff. Don't worry about me.
We had Matt tweet in a video for the same thing, for Lester's concerns of having the end of driveways filled by plows. Now, this is a different type of plow in this video. And this method, it shows that basically a second plow comes down and prevents the snow from entering someone's driveway. So there is technology for it. And I believe in my parents' area in Vaughan, they actually have a second plow that comes by and does like the side of the driveways.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Some tipping comments. Brandon Willard from said he was in the HVAC service industry and somebody gave him a six pack of MGD. 1 year nice. For fixing their fireplace the day before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's nice.
That's pretty.
I have done Christmas, that. I think I've given guys help me out. I think that
should have maybe been a 12.
2-4. Or at least a 12,
maybe a 2-4. Imagine they were six and they were like mixed. They weren't even the same beer. Just throw it back at them.
Throw them your Lucy's that have been around out of the fridge Lucy. For 3 hours.
Here's a Labatt Blue.
Jay Versh, he was worried about Brooksy and my tipping the assistant to the cleaner downstairs.
Oh.
Hey, Stoff.
No.
Yeah.
Anything else before we get to the GBL, Stoff?
No, I think we can hit the GBL now.
All right. Well, let's get to we'll just call the whole segment Puffy's Props.
Brought to you by BetSafe.net.
All right, so huge week for Jimmy in that he
went broke zero. Even. Yeah,
that's a net zero week either on the stock market or the GBL. That's a huge up for Jimmy.
Wow!
But you do still owe that five.
I'm still negative five, but I'm still in the game, and I don't have to go back to the banker. Make up another rule to keep myself alive in the league. Mm-hmm. How did you guys do?
I did.
I think we all did.
I thought I would win two of those bets. I was aggressive, two bars on everything. Nothing came through. And I'll tell you as well, I'll have to say this, of the bets I made, I was most disappointed in the Lakers losing that game. Because honestly, I watched that game on TSN. And... the Lakers were terrible. They still had a chance to win that game at the end, and they just sucked.
I knew we were in trouble. Anthony Davis got hurt like right in the middle of the week. So, again, we were at a disadvantage to our listeners.
Yeah, we should probably then have that. That game probably should have been nullified then.
we can't go back. So, Stoff is in – Lester's in first place at four. Puffy's lost nine last week and is down to one. Stoff is in Jimmy territory at zero. And Jimmy, of course, is on the five loan. So Stoff is now eliminated. And unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about it. So Stoff's out of the Bull Barley.
Actually, quite fortunately, Dave Goss 81 on Twitter wrote in the solution for Stoff's zero bar dilemma. Mm-hmm. Even though on Instagram I said Jimmy got me to join the GBL, I really meant you, Stoff. That. So you've earned yourself some extra bars. I've basically recruited this gentleman for the league, hence five gold bars for me.
Oh,
are they on loan or are those free gold bars?
I think it's going to be one of those loans that the bank forgets all right. about.
All right. We'll see what happens.
If anyone does go Jimmy and zero bars, what do? Basically, you have to tag two of your friends in one of our posts when you're re-entering league. And correct. They must join the league.
Correct. So Stoff, you have to tag a couple of your friends to get them. Jimmy did not have to do that because you are my only three friends. So the black driveway. Ooh, that guy sounds
brick,
mysterious.
Brick driveway.
He sounds cool. Oh, brick driveway. Black driveway sounded cooler.
That's a freshly shoveled driveway, a black one.
I got to get the eye. Oh, did I tell you guys about the eye surgery I'm having?
No.
No.
So Jimmy's decided to have the
laser,
LASIK,
the laser. But I got two options. Okay, I can read fine. I just can't see from a distance. But it's one eye is worse. So I can have the one where they fix one eye for reading and like one eye for distance or something like that, right? So basically, you can, I don't know, that feels like it's going to screw
up your
brain.
Didn't one of your dogs just have this issue?
No, yeah. My dogs are blind, all right?
You're not going to the same guy, are you?
Out of my head like Buddha's.
I like how you looked at your dogs like, do they know?
It's okay, buddy. Don't listen to them. Or I can get the double thing, the double that they just put new lenses on your eyes. Like they take the lenses off your eyes. Like, but that's bigger surgery. And I said, so what, okay, you know, would things ever go wrong with that thing? And they said, oh, no, like 98.8% safe. And I'm like, I am on television, so I couldn't, like, what's going to happen if I could blow it all? Could blow the whole career in one eye surgery gone horrifically wrong. Anyway, just thought I'd share that with you guys. I'll let you know my decision. If any of our listeners have gone through the LASIK, please send feedback to the Rubber Boots account.
I thought you were going to say the listeners can decide whether or not.
We'll do a poll.
Contest.
If we get to 250 subscribers on YouTube, the listeners can decide whether or not James risked blindness.
Monoflophis or whatever they call it, where they do the one.
Yeah.
Do the ever riskier double lens.
Double lens.
Extraction, pirate look. That would be
extraction. <three. laughs> Or D, double pirate.
Double pirate.
Or double
this guy. Okay, where the hell are we? So the listener standing stuff, Brick Driveway, also known as Black Driveways. That's his cool name. Yeah. He's at 29.
Correct.
Chewy Louie, 28. Fourth and 26.
That's my boy Ho. That's Ho.
Yeah. He's rolling. 28. Andrew Arsenault, 22. Greg Lockhart, 20. And the first up showdown between Koliakovo and Aaron Korolnik. Also taking a beating on the stock market today.
AK took it in the shorts.
Wow, minus 21.
21.
Oh, wow. God. Is there any, you have a CFL whole bunch games. Of gold bars.
But he had him to lose them.
Yeah.
Let's not read them all here, Stoff, but of your notable gold bar bets, anything you want to mention? Oh, Aaron Bennett, the first live during the premiere on YouTube, and you're going to give him a bonus.
If you're going to go in the chat during the premiere of the episode, you will get a bonus bar. So that's
does that work for us as well?
Yes, that works. Oh, Puffy, if you entered the chat, I mean, that would just be a game changer for everyone.
I will be in the chat this Thursday.
There to be viewing parties. Absolutely.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe we have to clear the pandemic out. My pants have got riding up on me a little bit. Hold on a second. Your pants ever ride up a little bit high on you? And then you got to pull them down. That ever happened to you guys? Hello, anyone?
I'm more on the opposite.
Anybody ride low. My pants are riding down. I don't know what kind of pants you have.
We're really connecting here.
Yeah.
We did have a gentleman at Linden 77 who tried to re-enter.
That's my buddy.
He is now
trying to re-enter the league.
He's banned for life. He's got a lifetime ban.
He came back. He tried to come back as another guy.
But we still want to ban the pod and support BetSafe.com.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, of course.
Joel
Wheels thought he had 14 bars. He only had 8 bars. And he still only has 8 bars. So, Joel Wheels, that's you.
Is there a way to protest? How does someone protest your calculations of their bars?
The protest application form costs $250. Once you fill that out and transfer the money, I will look into your gold bar totals.
Wow.
So this week, by the way, if you have suggestions for us, look ahead to next week.
He is the Pete Rose of our league.
How dare he? If you have suggestions, so if you're listening to this podcast now on Friday or Saturday, or you're watching us live on Thursday, look forward to the next weekend. Look at your professional sports schedules.
We like sports. And, we don't care who knows.
And see if there's anything you want to suggest, perhaps a prop bet. So I thought this weekend we'd do a couple of hockey props. Saturday, there's 14 games in the National Hockey League. Hat tricks happen in about 7% of games. Stoff says my math is wrong, but I was figuring in 14 games.
No, I asked if it was right.
I can do the math.
Bottom line, there's 14 games on Saturday. Will there be a hat trick? in any of those games. If you bet yes, we will pay you 3-1, Puffy, or 2-1?
7%, James. You're correct.
Seven. But would that calculate directly to 7%? So if there's 14 games,
no,
it's that's four, basically yeah. 1 out of 14?
1 out of 14 is 7%.
So should it be 1-1 then? That it feels yeah. like it's still a long shot.
How about we do, will there be a hat trick or a shutout on Saturday? And that would be a 50-50.
Just bang on.
Let's do that.
So you get both the option of a hat trick or
a shutout. If a hat trick or a shutout happen on one of the games Saturday,
even odds.
Say yes or no. Yeah, yes or no.
I am in. Yes, 3 gold bars.
You have 3 gold bars?
You don't have 3 gold bars.
He does. He's got.
I had 5 gold bars.
He's got to call the bank to clear that. But
okay, 2 gold bars. No, I'll make it 2 gold bars. 2 gold bars because I have to leave one if I lose all.
I have 1 gold bar. Can I borrow this week?
Oh. Yeah.
Do I have to wait till I hit 0 to borrow money?
Oh, can you only wager? No, because you have to bet on all 3 games. So you will have to also take 5 gold bar. A 5 gold bar.
I will be making 5 gold. I'm in the hole as well. Okay, so
no, you only get 4. A 4 gold bar loan because you can't get excessive of your 6 gold bar.
What?
You can just have your 6.
I got my 5. Right. So I have 6.
So what are you saying yes to the shutout and hat trick or no?
I am saying no. Shutout and hat trick. No shutout and hat trick for 2 gold bars.
Ooh. Lester?
I'm going to go with Puffy as well and say,
ooh, wait a minute. Jimmy's going to be broke.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I gotta see how.
You know what? I'm gonna go the opposite. I'm gonna say there will be a shutout or a hat trick, and I'll go 1 gold bar.
How'd it be with me, Lester?
Jeff Probst sing this.
Connor McDavid, stop.
Hold on, did Stoff do
it? Stoff.
Stoff's doing the calculations. He, you're ruining the essence of the league is to just organically choose.
It's a dangerous mind.
Do the calculations. Look at him. It is. You can see all the.
I'm writing down your picks, genius.
It's as angry as I've ever seen a producer.
Oh, this is a terrible
dangerous
prop.
Mind. It's a beautiful mind. It's a beautiful.
I'm gonna go with yes, 1 bar.
Wow. I'm on an island. I'm Jeff's Probst.
So the water guys here dropping off some water for us. I'm not gonna name the company because I don't want to get them in trouble, but we like to get the big glass jugs of water.
Nice. Yep.
And they're really it's really good water.
Yeah.
But on the bottle, it says, I'll make up the name again. It's called, let's say it says Mountain Spring or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it says from the mountains of West Virginia or something like that.
Beautiful.
So the water guy, he's dropping off the water one day. And I say to him, is this really like from the mountains of West Virginia? Or like it says on the bottle? He goes, no, it's up by Barry. I'm like,
what? West Barry though?
How can you put, you're in the bottle, it says it comes from the mountains of West Virginia, like the glaciers or, you know, the beautiful ice flowing down. I don't even know if it snows in West Virginia. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's the transatlantic piping that comes through underneath and right into Barrie.
No, it just comes from Barrie.
Hold on. I got to take a quick call.
Really?
I have to. Yeah. Hello? This is Sean. Okay. Okay, $87, no problem.
Yes, and the other thing, when you open the hood, in the front, there's a big hole. Some animals.
Nest! Mice!
Yeah?
It was a family of mice!
A nest?
I told you!
I have a nest in my engine? What?
It's very trendy!
Oh, can you get rid of the nest?
Yes, I can.
Oh.
Blow it out.
Yeah, get rid of that nest. We do not want nests in the car.
What animal? Is it a raccoon?
Yeah.
Possum. Is it possums?
My front brakes are only at my front brakes. 16%.
Revenge of the possums.
Oh, 15%? Ooh. Yeah, do you need front brakes? Nah, I'm okay right now. We're going to risk it.
Do the Fred Flintstone.
15%. I had to carry another 4 years. Okay, I don't think I can do it. Single podcast.
If I just do the windshield wipers, will that be ready in the next hour?
This whole thing has to be on.
Okay, let's just do the windshield wipers and then I'll come in for this.
Out of all of that, he's just getting the wipers.
Don't worry about the family of possums. Screw the 15% break.
Get that and the wipers.
I don't need breaks. Get the wipers. Why should I stop? Let's get the wipers. Maybe.
Well, that's not good. I had a bird in my.
What was the total?
$87 for the windshield wipers. I don't know.
Was it a family of possum?
I don't know what it is. Revenge? It might be. This is scary.
Because I was thinking, if it was possum, you may not want to get them cleared out, and you could train them to break the car because you only have 15% brakes left.
Ooh.
So you can say, possums!
Do you think that the possums were trying to slowly take my brakes out?
Yes. And
get revenge?
Cutting the line? 100%.
I am not a car guy. I will say that. I'm pretty much like Jimmy like on this stuff.
The wipers are important. You were right to get that done.
It was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever had is that one time my brakes were kind of going on my other car. And I noticed on the side of the car, it was like some like yellow stuff was kind of appearing, like kind of spray on the side. And then I'm like, okay, well, I got to get my brakes looked at. The brake was gone and it was just the rust. It was the rust coming up from where the brakes were supposed to be. Like it was that much. It was like literally like as thin as possible from me sailing through an intersection with like zero brakes. So now when they tell me to do stuff, I try to get it done.
What was the total though, Puffy?
It's going to be $750. I got to do some kind of tune-up thing.
You might have to, what game are we doing tonight, Puffy? The Sens and, put a little extra on that one.
Well, let's just say I worked for free last night. Thanks to Majestic Mike. Hold on. They're calling back.
Part two.
Hey. I can't have it today? Why?
The possums are fighting back.
Okay, sure. Sure, and this will be ready for tomorrow. Okay.
So what happened now?
I gotta get my brakes done. They're just keeping my car because it's some kind of recall.
What kind of car is this, Puff?
Volkswagen Atlas.
And what year is it?
18.
Oh. So due to Puffy's car issues, I'm not sure what we edited in their stuff. Should we bypass things on Twitter and just since we've been going for about an hour and
well, 10 minutes here, I would suggest we maybe do a couple more of the Gold Bar League props because we've only done
that.
Sorry.
Okay. McDavid Oilers Leafs Saturday night. McDavid and Matthews both score in the game. What would be the odds for that? 4-1? 5-1?
Probably four to one.
5-1. Okay. McDavid and Matthews both score. Or do you just want to do points? Points would be much less. Points for each one of them. So let's go both goals by McDavid and Matthews. 5-1 odds. One gold bar, yes.
I'm going to go one gold bar, yes.
You have to go yes as well. Yeah, one gold bar.
Sorry, what are the odds? 3-1 or 5-1?
5-1.
Yeah, obviously you go yes one.
Oh, so I made the odds too high. Let's make it 4-1.
No, I've already made my 5-1.
Everyone's going to take that, right?
Yes or no?
So what's the? Just pick a game for the other prop. You want a footy game? You want a basketball game? You want a hockey game? What do you want? What was the soccer match you wanted to do?
Oh, that was Porto versus Sporting.
Is one side favored?
Porto is the first place team, I believe, or the opposite.
Sorry, Sporting is in first.
And then the game's in Porto.
Okay.
So what was that, an even odds thing then?
Yeah, pretty even odds.
Can you take the tie?
So you get the we want to
get the
put
tie, the tie somewhere.
The underdog? We give the tie to Porto.
Porto's the underdog, but they're home, so okay. Yeah, I guess Porto you can get the tie, Porto.
Porto gets the tie. It's a straight up game and I'm going all Porto.
I'm going to go Porto as well. So you win if they win or tie, right?
Correct.
Okay. I will take Porto as well for one gold bar.
Porto
for one gold bar for everybody.
Yeah, one gold bar.
Mm. Well, maybe I'm. You know what? Screw that. If everyone's taking Porto, I want Sporting.
son of a.
All right.
Didn't see that coming.
Was there anything on things I saw on Twitter? You did so much work on this stuff. I feel awful. Is there one thing you really want to get in here? Let's get quickly things I saw on Twitter.
Freaky pigs, strange chicks, world affairs, polar bears, fake news, nice shoes, big boobs, jack dudes, all of these things and more as I sat on the shitter. Things that I saw on Twitter.
Well, we have the thing behind me here.
Oh, that was cool. If anyone, if somebody has to go, I'm not even going to tell you what it is because you have to go to the YouTube channel and fast forward to about an hour and 20 minutes into this podcast. As a is a picture of what is it, Jupiter?
It's Jupiter. Although, given what's on it, a lot of our followers have been commenting that it should have been Uranus.
See, so, that's uncalled for.
I didn't think that was possible.
Could you bend forward so I can see it again? Just stay down there.
Are you looking at the planet or his ass?
Yeah.
What was the woman hit by the bear on the toilet? Is that a video you can put in or no?
No, she was bit by a bear. No, it's not a video. She went into an outhouse, something bit her ass, and it was turned out to be a bear.
The bear was in the hole?
In the hole. He was full of
disgusting. Yeah. He was like Hugo last night.
Yeah, but that's that's pretty impossible. Much. You would never, ever be able to again in your
life. And not to mention, this is in Alaska in the winter. How are you using an outhouse? That in general seems
remember those stories about, like in Australia, hardcore. Snakes come up and bite you while you're pooping.
Like, I always look in before I go.
I had an Australian cockroach land on my foot. It was a terrifying experience.
Oh, wow.
You ever seen a cockroach in Australia? They're like three times the size they are here, and they fly. Oh.
Yeah. And my sister-in-law lived in Australia, and the size of the spiders and the snakes and things that they got in their house was ludicrous.
Pretty
Buffy, you got to watch out for those possums in your car, too. They'll bite your ass. They'll come right through your seat.
I'm scared now. So I'm getting them shot out today.
Do you think, is it actually possums or is it like squirrels or something?
I don't know. They just said there's a nest in my trunk. Or not my trunk.
Maybe bears. Like the bear's nest?
Could be a bear's nest. I bet.
I guess you park outside. Like, I'm trying to understand how this would happen. Okay.
Yeah, I parked in my driveway.
Well, it's the same thing that happened to Jared. They just blew out the engine. It was fine.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do our Ferris Bueller's Day Off deep dive. I'll probably be on AMC this weekend. I'll watch it again and be ready for it. Sorry, Puffy, about your car. Sorry to our listeners that had to listen through 37 minutes of car talk.
I thought it was great. One of the high points of the podcast.
I think it was too. Thanks everybody for watching Greenland. Sorry we spoiled the entire film for you, but still remember on Stoff's. Stoff is basically the new Roger and Ebert put together.
And also remember, and if you haven't watched Greenland yet, you don't have to.
Puffy and I disagree, as does Lester. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening, everybody, on the Rubber Boots podcast. Do not forget to follow BetSafe Canada on Twitter. It's at BetSafe Canada. At betsafe.underscore.net on the Instagram. They also have a Facebook page. We're just not really good with the Facebook. Unless, Stoff, and all the other things you do, why don't you get a little Facebook page going for us and post things every day on Facebook?
Sounds like a plan. Facebook's the place.
I canceled my Facebook account. I don't like that Zuckerberg dude. But I want you guys to support it just for betsafe.net.
You know, it's you know who just went on the TikTok? Tom Cruise
is on the TikTok,
and he is amazing on it.
Is he jumping? I'm gonna make a
no. This one I saw. This one, Jimmy, golf, and he has a pretty nice golf swing.
Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise,
yeah.
Watch Minority Report. Darian loves like the old movies, not the old movies, but she wants to watch movies from just good old movies, and so she's been watching movies like Risky Business and stuff. And we watched Minority Report on the weekend. Steven Spielberg, like that movie was made in, I don't know, 90 something, maybe. Whenever Minority Report was made. It holds up today.
Really?
Like, some of the stuff, like the sci-fi was supposed to be 2057 or something like that, where cars were like flying sideways up buildings, which is not going to happen by 2057. But just the look of the film. 2002. The look of the film. Remember, we didn't even have iPhones then. The look of the film. The way things work, beautiful.
Spielberg, it's Spielberg. He's always ahead of the curve, right? So that makes sense.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
E.T.
Thanks for listening to the Rubber Boots Podcast, brought to you by BetSafe.net. Don't forget to put in your props. And
except for you, Lyndon. You've been barred for life.
Yeah, you'll never be in.
Bye-bye.
And Black Pavement. What's his name? Black Pavement, the guy who's winning?
Black Driveway.
Black Pavement, yeah. Brick Driveway. Congrats to Brick
Everybody's
Driveway.
Everybody's trying to catch Brick Driveway and his pseudonym, Black Pavement. See you next week on the Rubber Boots Pod.
Hey, how are you? I got a question that I really want to ask you. Wait, don't hang up. I need to know, so I'm gonna try and push my luck. Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? Are they purple, yellow, green, blue, black, or white? Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? And do you like the dunk tank at the fair? I know it's a little strange, my obsession with your choice of footwear in the rain. I know that you're on TV, but I need you to put your boots up on the desk for me. Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? Are they purple, yellow, green, blue, black, or white? Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? And do you like the dunk tank at the fair? This is the part they call the bridge, up which has water under it. With rubber boots you can wade in the water. Just don't fall in. Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? Are they purple, yellow, green, blue, black, or white? Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? And do you like a dunk tank at the fair?
Do you like a dunk tank
at the fair?
The dunk tank, the dunk tank
at the fair. Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? No, seriously. Are you wearing your rubber boots? Don't hang up. Please. Somebody? Anyone?